Welcome to this video on area path depth validation, which is one scenario of the TFS process template customization guidance provided by the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. My name is Roy Robertson. I am an ALM Ranger working on the TFS process template customization guidance team. This is our agenda. I will cover the business problem and solution, which I will then demonstrate. At the conclusion of this video, you will find references where you can find additional information. This is one of the main scenarios covered in the TFS process template customization guide document, which you can find on Coplex using the link showed on this slide. As you can see here, this is one scenario where we want to force the user to perform certain actions. The specific scenario that we will be covering on this video includes forcing a user to select an area path that is at least X level deep. At a high level, the solution is to determine the IDs of the restricted area paths and update the work item definition with the rules to display a warning if the user selects a restricted area path. The first step is to find the IDs of area paths that are at least X levels deep. If we want to force the user to select an area path that is 3 levels deep, we will need to find the area path IDs that are 1 and 2 levels deep. We will use a custom query to find this information. Next, we add a new field and custom logic to a work item type. This field will be used to notify the user when they select an area path that is not at least X levels deep. The custom logic consists of validation rules in the message field. During changes to the area path, the message field is updated to indicate that the selected area path does not meet the desired criteria. The message that we present to the user is a prohibited value for this field that, in turn, will cause a warning message to be displayed at the top of the work item form, informing the user to make a valid selection for the area path field. Next, I will begin the demo. Now I will demonstrate the updates using a sample environment. In this demo, we will be updating the product backlog item to restrict area paths to 3 levels deep. Once the work item XML has been exported from the team project, you can make the changes to the XML using the Visual Studio IDE. Start by adding the area path validation field to the work item with a default value of no errors. Add the rule to prevent saving the work item when the error message is displayed. Next, add a rule to set the value of the area path validation field to the error message when the user selects a restricted area path. To find the area ID values, we will use a work item query. Click the Column Options button in the Query Designer window. This will bring up the Column Options window, which will allow you to update the columns to be included in the result query when it is executed. Modify the columns to include the area ID and area path. The query results will provide us with a list of area paths and area IDs. Look through the resulting items to locate the area paths you wish to prohibit the ability to use. If the area paths that you wish to prohibit are not listed, you can either create a new work item and place it in the missing area path, or temporarily update an existing one. For each area path to restrict, there should be a conditional rule based on the area ID. create a validation info tab to display the validation information within the work item. Add the newly created area path validation to the validation info tab. Import the updated work item template into the team project. By clicking on the validation info tab, you can take a closer look. There you can see that the error message is displayed. This completes the work item customization. To test the customized work item's area path validation, create a new product backlog item work item. Notice that there is a new validation info tab present. You will also notice that the validation error indicator is present. This is because the area is FabricCam fiber. Fill out the work item by entering the required information and verify that the area path determined to be invalid provide the error message as created. Finally, when you select an area path that is considered valid, the validation message will disappear as shown. In this walkthrough, we covered the process template customization of a work item type. This showed how to add a field, make it visible on the work item's user interface, and created rules that ensured that the area path is valid and determined the area IDs for the area paths. Here are some links to more information about the ALM Rangers and the Visual Studio Readiness Gig. Thank you for watching this video on area path validation. You can find additional videos and guidance on process template customization at vsartfspt.coplex.com.